Antonio Brown's officially a Patriot. Odell Beckham is in the news again for a very different reason. And the Redskins running back situation remains in flux. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, September 10th. We'll start with the news of the day, the news of the week, the news of the month, and that's Antonio Brown becoming a Patriot. He officially signed with the team on Monday and has already spent time with Tom Brady. On Tuesday, Patriots coach Bill Belichick addressed his new receiver's arrival for the first time after deflecting questions on the move for 2 days. Needless to say, Belichick didn't delve too deep into what he expects from the seven-time Pro Bowler, whose first practice as a Patriot will take place on Wednesday. So here, verbatim, is what Belichick said. We just acquired him yesterday. We haven't practiced, so I can't answer that question right now. We'll take it day by day and see how it goes. And we've said this a few times now. I wrote it on the site last week. The reason the Patriots can take on this risk in large part is because they've had these risks not work out in the past. They've been able to manage them. One example would be Randy Moss's situation going south there in New England in 2010. That team wound up 14-2. And another example would be the Albert Haynesworth and Chad Johnson acquisitions in 2011. Those two happened on the same day. Both those guys flamed out in New England. Johnson had less than 20 catches. Albert Haynesworth was off the team in November. That team still wound up going 13-3 and made it to the Super Bowl. Coming off Sunday's loss to the Titans, Odell Beckham's name surfaced in headlines again, and for a reason you might not expect. Beckham wore a Richard Mille watch, one that retails for around $350,000 in Cleveland's game Sunday. The league learned about this and wants Beckham taking the watch off for games. That's under rules that dictate players can't wear hard objects out on the field. Beckham told the Cleveland media Tuesday that he hasn't talked to the league yet, but he plans to, and believes he's within his rights to wear the watch. You've got to look into the rule book. It says you can't wear any hard objects. The watch is plastic, he said. People have knee braces on that are hard and made out of metal. You don't see them taking it off. Everyone has jewelry on, so I'm good. And while this isn't a big deal, it seems part and parcel to exactly who the Browns acquired from the Giants back in March. Someone who brings the news with him no matter what he does out there on the field. And finally, Redskins running back Darius Geis was diagnosed with a meniscus injury after coming out of Sunday's loss to the Eagles with soreness in the knee opposite the one he injured last year, which caused him to miss the entirety of his rookie season. The team is still uncertain how long he'll be out. It might be a week, it might be a month, but meniscus injuries can be tricky, and this is the same knee that Geis injured in college, which caused him to fall to the second round of the 2018 NFL draft. The injury opens the door for Adrian Peterson to take on a bigger role, with the Cowboys coming to town on Sunday. Peterson was a healthy scratch for the first time in his career last Sunday in Philadelphia. And that's MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you listen to podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.